Jordan today declared a day of mourning following a series of suicide bombings in Amman that left more than 50 people dead. Scores more were wounded. Most of the victims were Jordanian citizens, and police have made several arrests. Security has been tightened around Amman, and the country's borders are closed. Dale Gavlak reports from the Jordanian capital.
Ambulance sirens screamed and smoke billowed into the skies as Jordan's security forces struggled to cordon off the areas around three Western-operated hotels, the Grand Hyatt, Radisson, and the Days Inn. Shocked by the blast, survivors staggered out of the hotels. British businessman Steve Alderman said he doesn't know how he and his colleague managed to escape the blast at the Hyatt unharmed.
Pretty horrific. We were sitting beside a huge plate glass window, and it just exploded beside us. We're lucky we got out uninjured.
Jordanians attending a wedding banquet at the Radisson Hotel about a mile down the road were less fortunate. A suicide bomber made his way into the hall full of revelers before detonating himself. It was here that most of the casualties occurred, and the newlyweds lost both their fathers. Jordan's Deputy Prime Minister Marwan Moasher condemned the attack.
It has been done. Obviously, anybody who blows himself up in a wedding hall is not somebody who wants the good of this country or the good of any human being.
Jordanians like 58-year-old shopkeeper Sami Abu Zaid say they don't want to trade the safety they have long enjoyed for the insecurity that racks neighboring Iraq.
We as normal citizens, we just against such things, you know, because it's really affect on the whole situation business-wise, and especially tourism and so on. People get tension all the time, which is bad, and I hope we'll get through it.
Outside the Grand Hyatt, an impromptu rally of 100 Jordanians shouted their defiance of the terrorist acts that just took place. They said they are proud to be Jordanian and that they are not afraid of terrorism or of Al-Qaeda or its leaders Abu Musab al-Zarqawi or Osama bin Laden. But how Jordan handles this new challenge to its stability and security may determine whether it will be able to restore peace, a value it has enjoyed for many years. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.